Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Emperor's Regret is an original folktale that tells the story of a popular young emperor who makes the decision to denounce his former lifestyle for another. When he is brought face to face with the reality of his decision, well, it changes his way of looking at his very own existence. Can he endure the twists and turns his life is about to take? It's a beautiful story of reflection, decisions, consequences, told by Barbara A. Pierce. Barbara was born in Memphis, moved to New York City at age 11, then to Mount Vernon, New York, where she finished high school. After 2.5 years as a telephone operator, she entered college, earning a degree in education, and then began a distinguished 35-year career as an elementary school teacher. Along the way, a master's degree in education and reading. Now retired, working as a substitute teacher and volunteer, Barbara has written 13 books, including Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies, a book we discussed on her last visit. Ms. Pierce has appeared in Who's Who in American Education publications. She's the author now of Emperor's Regret. Barbara A. Pierce is back with us on This Week in America. Barbara, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great being here.
It is always a pleasure to have you on the program, and I really, really like this book. This is colorful. It's vibrantly illustrated. It has a great message in it. I understand the book came about actually inspired by a trip you took to Africa.
Yeah, Botswana, Africa.
Yes. Now, what happened? What was it that you saw there that led you to write The Emperor's Regret?
Well, when I went there, my friends had to work, and I was on vacation, so they left me to my own devices. And I decided to take a nighttime safari in one of their national reserves. And I did, and it was really eye-opening and kind of scary.
Yes.
We traveled in, on the safari, we traveled in those open utility, jeeps. And we had a guide that had a big strobe light, you know, the ones that it's very powerful, and you see everything, even though it was dark in the forest. And suddenly, as we were traveling along, looking at the different animals, we saw the big ones like the elephants and, you know, the tremendous ones that you're kind of afraid of. And he stopped suddenly, and he said, "Be quiet." He said, "Listen." And of course, everyone began to, kind of look around. But he kind of lowered the light a little bit. You couldn't see that much, but you could see a shadow walking around the perimeter of the area we were in. And suddenly, we heard leaves rustling. We heard something hitting the ground, and in my mind, it sounded like apples. So I said to the guide, "Why are they throwing apples? What's happening?" He said, "They are not throwing apples." He said, "They're what you call baboons up in the treetops." And these baboons realized they were being stalked by a leopard, and the leopard was out for its dinner. So these baboons began to jump from tree to tree. And all of a sudden, you know, I asked him, why this noise? And he said, "It's because when they are frightened, they lose their bowel." And that's what was dropping down on the ground, but it really sounded like apples.
No, yes.
And because they released their undigested food.
Yes.
Yeah, trying to escape the danger. And then when he kind of put the light up a little bit, because he said, "There's the leopard," and he was trying to show us the actual leopard, but the leopard was moving very quickly. Something else hit the ground, and it was one of the baboons. And the leopard grabbed whatever it was, and when we saw it last, it was going back in the opposite direction out of the park, you know, going to finish off its dinner. And that was the part that kind of scared me.
Yes. Scared me when you were telling it. Yes, I can imagine that actually living through that experience.
Yeah, it was exciting because I didn't know whether or not eventually the leopard would turn around and come back for us, you know. But he
yes.
said, "No, as long as we stay in the Jeep, and, you know, the lights go up and down. They will not come near us. And then finally we left. It got quiet, you know, quiet again. And then we left and did some more, what you call visiting or looking at other animals. But that stayed in my mind. So right away it didn't come to me to write a story about that. It's just later on back in the States thinking of, you know, certain things. And I thought of that, and I said, you know, that would be an interesting story, but I don't want it to be frightening to children. So I had to, you know, set it up in a way that it wouldn't frighten them, it would excite them. And I've used this book, and so have my friends. They've used this book in their classrooms, because the book, even though it's fictional, it has some real facts in it that has to do with the rainforest.
Yes, it's set in the set in the rainforest in Eastern Asia, and it has such a great message. The book we're talking about is The Emperor's Regret. Barbara A. Pierce is the author and our guest on This Week in America. You can find the book, and I'll give you a list of the places you can find the book here in just a few seconds. PageTurner.us is the key to look for that, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's the story of Pahini, am I saying that right? A troubled young
Pahini.
Emperor.
Pahini.
A troubled young emperor. Talk about what he's going through, because he's really sort of what frustrated with life. He's not having any fun. He's got these emperor responsibilities. He's not really enjoying those. He's really looking for a change of pace, and this leads him to finding it and regretting his decision. Talk a little bit about Pahini and what he's looking for in life.
Well, he wants to be free. You know, he's been an emperor for a period of time, and he's a young man, so he wants to be free to, you know, not have to worry about the problems of being a ruler. So he calls, I forgot his name.
Hanobi?
He calls Hanobi, an elder who has power. He's Pahini knows that this man has power, and so he calls him to see if he will help him find a way out of this. And he sends the man away, and when the man returns, he tells him he has an idea. And then Pahini listens to the idea, and he's not really sure that the idea will work, but he knows that this man is dependable. So he says to Hanobi, you know, that I will trust you. So he trusts him to tell him what to do. And the advice that he's given is that he has the power to change his Pahini's situation. So they plan a trip away from his palace. Should I tell what it is?
Well, yeah, give a little bit here, because it's a great story. He goes through this transformation, which he wants, because he thinks what he's going to be finding happiness. He's going to be able to finally have some fun. He's free from all these responsibilities. And he finds out that that's not really the case, and he regrets the decision.
Yes, he changes his persona. He becomes a bird. A parrot. He wants to live in the rainforest and be free like the animals are in the rainforest. But once he's there, he comes in contact with many problems far beyond what a human could solve. And he realizes he's made a mistake. He meets a snake.
Yeah, when he meets the snake, I think he realizes maybe this was not a good decision, a hasty decision. Could have gotten me eaten a few minutes ago. So that's one that that he regrets. And that's sort of what one of the key messages. It's a great story. I mentioned the book is extremely colorful, great illustrations. In fact, visually, you'll be able to see the story as it unfolds as you're reading the story. but it brings up points in there to stop and to reflect, and that being one of those that I know that that's when you really were trying to get the message out there, especially to young people. Oftentimes what they make rash decisions, don't think them through, and then live to regret them. And unfortunately, unlike Pahini, sometimes you can't go back and try to rectify those mistakes.
No. But then the elder is a very wise man, and his goal in life is to honor Pahini's family. So therefore, he's not going to allow Pahini to remain in a situation like that. So he returns, but he returns early, and then he finds Pahini in such a situation that he wonders why he even allowed this to happen. And if he, since he is the one that has the, he has the wisdom, he explains to Pahini, you know, that he had no intentions of leaving him there for any longer. And he's really sorry that he had left him there for the period of time he was, because he had come in contact with some real dangerous situations. And of course, once he gets Pahini back in the carriage and is on the way home, he begins to talk to Pahini and listens to the experience that he had. And he realizes his life is going to be to keep Pahini alive and out of danger, and to serve Pahini, from that point on. And of course, he's rewarded at the end for his diligence, his concern, and how he has, since he has served Pahini in a wonderful way.
Yeah, it's a great story with a really great ending. It's an excellent book, The Emperor's Regret, Barbara A. Pierce, the author. This is a republished book and is now available for sale in ebook and paperback at the lowest retail price yet. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Again, the name of the book is The Emperor's Regret. You can link on to the book and all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the nice things as I'm reading the book, you can use this, I would think, in a variety of ways, a whole variety of age groups, can't you? You can read the book to a younger group. You can go through it with someone older, and they'll take away basically the same message. The book is very versatile in that respect.
Yes, my friend uses it for her second grade class. Now, it is difficult for a second grader to read, but she only reads parts during the day. It goes along with her program for science when she's doing the rainforest. They discuss, you know, the temperatures in the rainforest. I have something here that talks about different concepts that the rainforest that would be good.
Yeah, and you can actually see it come alive in a story that's really an interesting story. And like I said, the pictures are excellent. So as you're talking about the rainforest, here's a great way to reinforce the facts they're learning.
Yes, one particular fact that says the rainforest covers only about 2% of the Earth's surface. About 50% of the plants and animals on Earth live there. And the rainforests are found in South America, found in Canada, they're found in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. And there are also two types of rainforests, the temperate and also the tropical. The tropical are the most common. And the important thing is the rainforest is very important because the rainforest helps to regulate temperatures around the world and the weather patterns as well. The rainforest also helps to maintain the Earth's supply of drinking water, fresh water, so they are critical in the sustainability of the Earth. About one-fourth of the natural medicines we have been discovered in the rainforest. And it says much of our Earth's oxygen supply is supplied by tropical rainforests. Probably a lot of people don't realize that, and that's why it's important to try to conserve what's left, because the rainforest is being destroyed by worldwide multinational businesses, landowners, state government, to make way for new colonies and other industrial interests. Another fact, 70% of the plants identified by the U.S. National Cancer Institute, which can be used to treat cancer, are found only in the rainforest. Even if we don't live anywhere near the rainforest, just think of the impact they have on our lives.
It does benefit us. I never realized that fact before. There is so much there, and that whole discussion you can get into by using the book, The Emperor's Regret by Barbara A. Mm-hmm. Pierce. Back with us on the program. Different book than we talked about last time, which was the Black Legends that we discussed, the Black Trailblazers. And I mentioned 13 books. What are you working on now? I sort of lost track of how many books you have, because and they're all really excellent books. What do you got a book that you're working on now?
Well, I worked on another book called Remembering Our Black Trailblazers and Their Legacies 2.
Oh, good.
And it's in the process of being redone, you know, being published. The first one was published, so I'm having that one redone, and then this last one is in the process of being published. So it's going to be about a month or so before this comes out.
And you can follow information on that at the website pageturner.us. The first book that we talked about in the program, I don't know, a year or so ago, was an excellent book, a lot of great information in there, and I'm looking forward to the second book. The book we're talking about is The Emperor's Regret, and just before, but we're just about out of time, but to sort of wrap that up, I was going to ask who the book was designed for, and I just said a little while ago, it actually can be used for, I enjoyed reading it because there are times when you do rush into decisions and then you regret those, and I don't have a wise man working with me that's going to come back and undo things that I just got myself into. This is really a book, if we're reading it, for example, for our kids or checking it out for our kids, adults could learn something from this book as well.
Yes, I had it slated for grades 3 through 6. But adults can read it too, and it gives them some information too.
And it's good as you're dealing with young children to have that in mind, that we rush through life sometimes and don't really think things through, and sometimes the consequences can be dire if we do that. I mentioned pageturner.us. A few minutes left in the program. I know you've been working with them in getting the books republished. Talk about your experience with pageturner.
Okay, pageturner is redoing 3 of my books. Really, no, they are doing redoing 5. They didn't finish the last 2. But it has been a wonderful experience. It's tough. It's tough with any publishing company.
Yes.
Yeah, because since I'm working with about 3 or 4 different publishing companies. But this has been an experience, and they do what they say they're going to do. You don't have to, if they say they're going to be ready in 3 months, they're going to be ready in 3 months. Whereas others I've dealt with, they say 3 months, and it's 7 or 8 months. So I wrote a... how do you call it, a testimony for them.
Yes.
And I let them know I appreciate it, you know, that they did exactly what they said they were going to do.
That is so important to an author, and we find that in talking to a number of authors, that when there's a commitment to have something done, especially in a time-sensitive situation, it is taken care of. And I appreciate you mentioning that for pageturner. And the book, The Emperor's Regret, beautifully done. I'm glad that it's going to be out there, hopefully available to more people. Now, again, it's a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale at all Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Barbara Pierce, a minute or so left of the program. Our guest once again, the author of The Emperor's Regret. How long did it take you to put this book together from the time you decided, okay, this is going to be the story, to putting it together with the illustrations and coming up with a finished product?
Well, you know, I've learned from this book, if you don't rush, because each day something different comes to your mind. When you try to put a book together in a short time, you might not get all the information that you need
yes.
to. So it took me, I'd say, maybe 4 months to get it totally together. Because, as I said, I had to interweave fact and fiction.
And you did an excellent job with this. I just so impressed with the book. The Emperor's Regret is the name of the book. Barbara A. Pierce is the author. She's our guest on This Week in America. The website to go to, the book's available, all the places that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. The main site is pageturner.us in their bookstore. Barbara, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. I really enjoyed The Emperor's Regret. Another job well done. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully we'll have you back on the program.
Well, thank you.
It is always a pleasure. Barbara A. Pierce, the author of the new book, The Emperor's Regret. Information you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.